This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To a soft landing is still there. No rate hike. Wow. I'll talk about that. Plus, there is no deal when it comes to any kind of stopgap measure before the government could be shut down. No funding, running out of money on September 30th. What does it mean? It means a lot for Ukraine. I'll talk about that too as well. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope all is well in your world. Welcome to the show. My name's Kate Delaney. Let's dive right into what is happening with the monetary policies from the central bank. So the Fed sees 5.1% policy rate at the end of 2024 is what they're saying. But let's deal with what's happening now. So the U.S. central bankers expect that after a final interest rate hike this year to 5.6%, they're going to end next year with the number I said, 5.1%. It's crazy. They dialed things back, so meaning that the decision was to leave the policy rate unchanged after a meeting on Wednesday. So the range is 5.25 to 5.50. And that pace means those numbers that I mentioned at the top is probably what we're looking at. That's the vision anyway. The good news is there's no shock and awe over yet another rate hike, and what will it do? And that's that whole idea of soft landing. That word was volleyed about. That's the scenario for the economy. So what does that mean? Inflation cools without a steep drop off in economic growth or a sharp rise in the unemployment rate. That right there sounds good to me. If you want to describe a soft landing that way, and we're not talking about the dreaded R word, recession, where that was rammed down our throats for half of a year, well, that's a good thing, my friends, right? Because it affects you and me and our wallets and trying to feed families, etc., across the country. So we go from the numbers that the Fed didn't jack up and where they could end up to this really puzzling dilemma that constantly seems to bubble up every couple of years on the Hill, and it's, why can't we fund the government? So funding for Ukraine is not going to be part of any stopgap continuing resolution measure to keep the government open and funded and avoid a shutdown by the end of the month. That's what the House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, has said. He's trying to convince House Republicans to come together and pass a conservative bill to keep the federal government open. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wants Ukraine funding to be part of the stopgap funding deal, which could keep the government funding for a period of just 30 days as they still try to approve a dozen individual spending packages. The House Republicans at one point are even voting against their own defense bill. It was a wild afternoon on Wednesday. The unpopular bill was turned back from consideration so tight the vote, 212 to 214, after five conservatives helped sink it. McCarthy, it seemed like his hair was on fire. He just walked off the House floor. He said, I like a challenge, but I don't like this big challenge. We're just going to keep doing it until we can make it. So September 30th is the deadline to pass a government funding bill. And otherwise, we've got massive federal government closures and disruptions. And so what does that mean? It means that there's people that are listening to the show that could be affected by it. In some way, we're all affected by it because it squeezes the economics out of a few things that we're all reliant upon. So it's this constant battle that we see, like I said, that comes up every couple of years. Now, spending cuts, it could be more than 8% on a lot of government services, but it would spare defense and veterans accounts. And we'll see. So then you got another, if it does get passed, if something gets passed, then you get another 30 days, like I already said, for the approval of a more traditional government type of funding bills. And, you know, at the heart of this is again the constant dance that we go through. The House Republicans are trying to undo the deal that McCarthy reached with Biden earlier this year to set federal funding levels as part of that whole debt ceiling fight. And they rejected, conservatives rejected it then, even though it was approved and signed into law. Now it's about dismantling it. So I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this. I don't know that this comes in. It could be that we see a few weeks of a government shutdown, but I'm hoping not, because then you see the ripple effects that maybe you don't feel at first, but ultimately it comes back around, and it's like a snake that you chase out of the garden, and all of a sudden, didn't I chase that sucker away? And then it comes right back around and tries to bite you. So that's where we're at this point. All right, speaking of being at a certain point, I mean, it is all about the polls and reading the tea leaves and, oh, what's going to happen? And, of course, this November will come and go without a presidential election, but next year is the big presidential election when traditionally more people vote, even though you could be voting on a slew of things wherever you're listening to this show in November. But in this YouGov poll, Trump is tied with Biden. And how about that? So, you know, we're seeing this more and more in the hypothetical race, assuming that Trump gets a nomination, which it's looking like. He still has to go through the primary process, and same thing with Biden. So what's interesting is some of the minutiae, some of the data. Trump is pretty strong among registered voters, 45 to 64, actually leading Biden in that group by 15 points. Also up 12 points on Biden on the issue of being fit to serve as president. So his age, even though they're kind of close in age, isn't as much of a liability in some of these polls as Biden's is. And Biden had led by 6 points in last month's edition of that same poll, but it looks like Trump is gaining some momentum. Now, for Republicans, if you look at that overall, Trump has 59% of the vote. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, 13%. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, 5%. And then you go from there. Chris Christie has the worst showing, 1%, along with Senator Tim Scott, the Republican from South Carolina, 1% for him too as well. And, you know, these polls can move and switch, but a lot of the sampling, a lot of what we're seeing is starting to kind of flush out to come up with some interesting data points, I think, as we swing into eventually next year, which will mean the primary races for the Republicans and all of that, and then what happens with the Democrats and their push to reelect Biden. All right, coming up next, there is so much happening, my friends, in the world of sports. I'm going to be out of breath by the time we get out of the man cave. That's happening next.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Funny, because if I wind the clock back to just a decade ago, heck, even a few years ago, it was a no-no when you talked about betting on sports. Remember, there was the whole war on, oh, you know, can't expand these parlors for being able to wager on sports and whatnot. And of course, we're in a different era now. There are some states that don't allow it, including the great state of Florida and Texas. But there are plenty of places where you can lay a bet outside of Vegas, right? It used to be Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And somebody who knows all too well about getting pulled into gambling is six-time major champion Phil Mickelson. He says he's not wagering on football games this season. He's recovering from a gambling addiction. He put out a social media statement on Monday, and you may know this or not. I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the show, and Phil Mickelson has been on my shows in previous years, a lot of sports shows I did, including when he was at Arizona. I had him on a couple times talking about his golf game and whatnot. And he's very affable, easy to talk to, lefty, and we talk about the great game of golf, but we didn't talk about gambling. He did like sports. We talked about other teams, you know, other, what was happening in the NFL, etc. But it's interesting because this statement that he released comes out about a month after professional gambler Billy Walters alleged in a book that he wrote that Mickelson bet more than $1 billion. That's billion, not million. $1 billion on football, basketball, and baseball over the past 30 years. So Mickelson said, most of you will enjoy this football season with moderation while having lots of fun and entertainment. The fantasy leagues will provide banter with friends and money won or lost. Betting won't affect you. I won't be betting this year because I crossed the line of moderation and into addiction, which isn't any fun at all. He said the money was never the issue since our financial security hasn't been threatened, but I was so distracted I wasn't able to be present with the ones I love and caused a lot of harm. The lack of presence has been very, very hurtful. Now, what Walter says in his book is that Mickelson made, you ready for this, 858 wagers of 220,000 and 1,115 bets of 110,000 from 2010 to 2014. And he estimated that Mickelson lost $100 million while betting more than $1 billion over the past three decades. Now, the other thing he said in his book is that Mickelson attempted to place a $400,000 wager on Team USA in the 2012 Ryder Cup where he was competing. He denied trying to bet on the Ryder Cup. Walters and Mickelson stopped their partnership in the spring of 2014. Wow. I do like how he said most of you will enjoy the banter of fantasy football and all that kind of stuff, but you're not stepping into the territory of addiction. And, of course, that was the worry of some people as more sports betting was becoming legalized. All right, speaking of the great game of football, it's interesting and not a surprise that running back Kareem Hunt is going to return to the Browns after the Nick Chubb injury. So terms weren't disclosed, but it looks like he probably signed a one-year deal worth $4 million because Chubb was placed on injured reserve after his season-ending injury, which was really gruesome to see that. I'm sorry that I saw that 5 seconds of video. Just awful what happened to his leg. So anyway, he had to be carted off the field. He injured his left knee in the second quarter of Monday night's loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Chubb did, so they needed a replacement, and Hunt is the guy for that. Not a surprise because he was out there and they brought him in and that was it. Boom. I knew when he came in it would be shocking if they didn't sign him. Let's put it that way. I've talked about the games a little bit. This is an interesting thing that's happened, though. When you look at the Bears, Alan Williams has resigned as the Bears' defensive coordinator. That's a big spot on a team. He said he was taking a step back to take care of his health and family. He said he appreciated the opportunity to work with the Bears, but he values the NFL, but he had to take some time to address his health. And he's been away from the Bears since last week with what the team was saying was a personal reason. So he's out, and they'll just move up another coach, it looks like, or maybe look for somebody else. But Williams is someone who's pretty respected. He spent 4 seasons at the Colts as a safeties coach, and at one point, and you know, he's definitely been in a couple places in the league. He was the Vikings defensive coordinator in 2012 and 2013. He's been in coaching for, I want to say, something like 3 decades. So hopefully he comes back to that position or another position. He's, again, a very well-liked personality. We go to Major League Baseball, and in Major League Baseball, I mean, this is it. It's the failures of the season or enough of the wins to get you to the playoffs. I talked about the Rays, and they started off so hot that they had that built-in reserve. And the Rays are making their postseason plans without their wonderkind shortstop, Wander Franco, on the roster. He was placed on administrative leave indefinitely last month while the authorities in the Dominican Republic investigate the All-Star for an alleged relationship with minors. So he is the plans for the playoffs without Franco being available. That's what the Rays manager, Kevin Cash, has said. Yeah, that's not going to happen. He's on administrative leave. So they shift in a different direction. And it's interesting because he's in his third big league season. He's hit .281, 17 homers, 58 RBI, 30 stolen bases in 40 attempts, especially those stolen bases. But obviously, how serious are those charges? And they have to look at what happens with that investigation, of course. Then you've got Ohtani and talking about Shohei Ohtani, rather, talking about what happened with him with elbow surgery. And apparently his elbow surgery, the Angels star, went very well. He is expected to be available as a hitter on opening day next season and return to the mound in 2025. So did you hear that? 2025. He tore a ligament in his right elbow on August 23rd, ending his pitching season. He continued as a batter through the 3rd of September. And, you know, he had that elbow operation at Cedars-Sinai. And this guy is incredible. I mean, look, he's not even 30. He led the AL with 44 homers, had 96 RBI, bunch of triples, bunch of stolen bases, and he's eligible for free agency after the World Series. So that is was a very tough thing for the Angels, but apparently the surgery went well. So you heard what I said. He's going to be available as a hitter on opening day next season, and he returns to the mound in 2025. That's a big wow. A big wow is college football this week. Week 4. I got a bunch of family, two nieces that go to Rutgers, and Rutgers, I think, has no prayer against Michigan. Michigan is 2 in the nation, but Rutgers is 3-0 in the Big Ten. Michigan is favored by 24 points. They kick off an early game on Saturday at noon. There's a big game with Florida State and Clemson. Florida State only favored by 2.5 points, and that one is certainly going to be a lot closer, I would think, at Memorial Stadium there. The Clemson fans are rabid, but so are the Florida State fans. That should be an interesting one to watch. Another one that's going to be good a little bit later in the afternoon, 11th-ranked Utah in the Pac-12, taking on UCLA, also in the Pac-12, of course. And Utah is favored by 4.5 points. I know we got Bama listeners. Alabama's taking on Ole Miss. I'll be watching that one. Alabama favored by 6.5 points as they host Ole Miss. Stay with us.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Airports throughout the United States are on heightened alert following a car explosion on a bridge near Buffalo, New York. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau provided an update on the situation during a parliamentary question period.
There are a lot of questions, and we are following up to try and get as many answers as rapidly as possible. We are in close contact with U.S. officials.
Reports indicate that two individuals have lost their lives and images of twisted metal have emerged. Eyewitnesses describe the car accelerating directly into an inspection booth right there at the U.S.-Canadian border on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls. The FBI is on the scene. Hostages held by Hamas could start to be released soon as part of a temporary ceasefire deal that will see at least 50 hostages captured by the militant Palestinian group released in exchange for 150 Palestinians held by Israel. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Show for any length of time knows I am a huge fan of owls. So I am so excited to welcome to the show Beverly Ollering Saltonstall. Her book is called Cape Coral Burrowing Owls Don't Hoot. And this story about exploring the area, and she says it on the front cover, come explore the wonderful and quirky world of the famous burrowing owls of Cape Coral, Florida. I had no idea, but it's an amazing story. Beverly, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
So how did this all come about for you? Because you lived in Cape Coral. Did you know that there was this owl phenomenon?
No, absolutely not. I moved from New Jersey. I'd never heard of a burrowing owl, and I was riding around town exploring my new home and saw this little bird sitting up on top of a wooden perch or standing. And I said, what in the world is that? And I watched him for a while. He watched me for a while, and I left. And, you know, I said, well, I'll have to check that out. But we were busy with our new house and didn't get to, but as karma would have it, a couple of days later in the paper, there was an ad from the city looking for volunteers to help with the burrowing owls in town. I said, oh, so I looked up burrowing owl, and that's the bird I saw. So I went to the first meeting, which eventually formed into Cape Coral Friends of Wildlife, the group that monitors and watches over these little guys. So I'm a founding member of the organization from day one. I just fell in love with them.
Yeah, and what's interesting is why Cape Coral? Is it because of all the canals? Why do they nest there?
Well, when they bought Cape Coral, they came in with the biggest collection of bulldozers ever seen in Florida, and they bulldozed the entire 100 square miles of this peninsula. And, of course, Florida is all sand, and the burrowing owls like sand, so they had 100 square miles of homeland to pick from. So they just love it here. It's
and
easy digging and perfect, you know, wide open spaces. They love prairie. So it was wide open spaces with sandy soil. It was absolute perfect environment.
Yeah. And what do we not know about the burrowing owls? Because when I think of owls, when a lot of people think of owls, and there's all kinds, you think you can only see them at night, and oh, you're so lucky if you can even see them in their habitat. But they don't take off. You can see them. You have a great chance to see them if you're in Cape Coral.
Yes, before Ian flooded my house, I had them living on my front lawn. We sold the house, that's why I don't have them anymore. But they live on our front lawn. We could set up starter burrows, you know, to get them started through this horrible Florida grass with a burrow, and they will come and finish digging the burrow on our front lawn. So I can sit there any day, or I could sit there any day of the week and look out my window and see them there. So it's not like I have to go anyplace. I can ride down the street and see them. They're out all day as opposed to having to go out at night. So they're just totally opposite of what you would think of an owl. Usually owls are very secretive. But these
yes,
guys are out all day.
Yes, and so you can see them. You know, you talk about everything. You talk about their growth and development. You talk about their habitat. You talk about predators and threats. What are the biggest predators and threats to the owl?
Hawks, cats, cars.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of those.
Yeah, the primary and habitat destruction.
Yeah. What do you think that's interesting about what they do when they gather things? Like you said, you could look at some of their places, I'll call it their places, and they have like ladies' underwear.
Yeah, well, the males guard the burrow. That's their job. They sit out in front of that burrow all day long, just watching, making sure that's okay. And at nesting time, they go out and they collect stuff. It can be anything from hamburger wrappers, tube socks, kids' homework, crab legs, jelly donuts, and ladies' underwear, T-shirts and everything, to mark the burrow to say, this is my burrow, leave it alone. And then they use some of that to blind the burrow inside. But around that time, we start getting calls from irate people wanting these people arrested that threw garbage at their, you know, their burrows that they monitor every day on their walks. And they get nutsy and, you know, no, it's the owls doing it. No, there's a whole T-shirt there. You know, they can't, no, yes, that's what they did. They went on my neighbor's boat, stole his lucky fishing towel. And brought it to the burrow. I said, well, you're not getting it back. But the stuff they collect, last year they collected one of those blue masks for the COVID mask.
Yeah.
And they dug another burrow almost exactly 6 foot away from their original one. So that was their CDC following.
Wow, I like that. They're following along. Yeah, very funny. Yeah, very funny.
Yes.
You talk about all kinds of things when it comes to the owl. The book is so comprehensive. You talk about all kinds of facts about them, some of the things that we've discussed here. You talk about their eyes. What's unique about their eyes?
Well, they're just beautiful. They have this beautiful yellow, gorgeous yellow eyes. They're fixed in their head over, you know, millennium, as all our owls. So they don't turn their eyes like we do to look around. So they have to turn their entire head. They can only turn it 360 degrees, not totally around. But the little ones need to study depth perception and how far away you are and all. So they turn their heads 180 degrees upside down. So their beaks are up and their eyes are down looking at you to try to figure out how far away you are. So they're just fascinating. And Florida has a unique, interesting thing going on because from a DNA perspective, there's some owls now that have black eyes, crystal eyes with yellow and black and different shades of coloring due to a recessive gene, they think. I've talked to people out west, and they don't see this. So it's a specific thing for Florida owls. So it's quite beautiful. They're just gorgeous eyes. I'm just partial to eyes. I love eyes, animals and stuff. So I kind of focus on that. But they're just beautiful to look at. Some guy submitted a picture to a contest, and they told him that it was rejected because they said you were not allowed to put Photoshopped pictures in there. And he says it's not Photoshopped because the owl had black eyes. And they said, well, owls don't have black eyes. Well, yes, they do. But they're interesting, you know, it's an interesting phenomenon with them.
Yeah, no kidding. And you talk about this because I said at the top, Cape Coral burrowing owls don't hoot. And that's the other thing. You always think of that, and that's how you try to identify them in the trees. So what's up with that?
Well, Carl Hyacin was retired now, I believe, from the Miami Herald. He was a journalist over there, and he wrote quite a few books. And their genres like murder, mystery, crime books, adult books, with some racy stuff in it. And he found that his nieces and nephews really couldn't read his books. His books are all the undercurrents are Florida problems, like our pythons, our visitors, our sugar industry and the politics. So they're fun to read, you know, to get over there. But anyway, he wrote this book called Hoot for his nieces and nephews. And it's about the Cape Coral burrowing owls in building. They wanted to build a pancake house on this lot, and the kids were trying to stop it. So that's what the book was about. He actually gave our club, Cape Coral Friends of Wildlife, the manuscript for the book to sell to raise money for the owl, which we didn't do. We kept it in the historical museum. But I said, you know, I woke up one night and I said, that's going to be the name of my book because they don't hoot. just to clarify a little misinformation on this part, but it was a great title for the book. I mean, it was perfect for the book and the movie, but not for the textbook.
Yeah, no kidding. What's so interesting is you're not a biologist, you're not a scientist, you say that right in the beginning of the book, but you're this retired registered nurse. Did you ever think that, first of all, you would fall in love with these owls, establish what you have and be a founder in Cape Coral, and then write this book? I mean, what an amazing journey.
I know. If you'd asked me 10 years if I would do a tour or speak in front of the Audubon Society, I'd say, what are you smoking? You know? I mean, they have totally changed my life. I mean, now I talk to anybody, whether they'll listen from the president on down, I would talk to. But, I, you know, 10 years ago, I wouldn't get up in front of a group. I would, you know, you've got to be kidding me. No.
That's funny.
Yeah, when our first president left, they said, well, why don't you go do the talks that she was doing? I said, what, are you crazy? No, I'm not doing that. Well, it turned out I had to do it, and I did it, and that's what turned my life around.
Yeah, good for you. And you talk about it.
It's been fun.
You talk about in your book that there's 1,000 nesting pair of owls in the city, and they're all around that, you know, kind of navigating that 400-mile canal system.
Yeah.
And in your book, it can be challenging, but you can find them. So you've got, in your book, you tell us if we go to Cape Coral how we can find them, right?
Right.
So that's great, because that's the other added, you'll know a lot about the owls, but also how you can find them. What do you hope people take away from reading Cape Coral Burrowing Owls Don't Hoot?
Well, I want it to be the go-to book for anybody that's interested in the burrowing owls, whether they're out Midwest and they are not ever coming to Cape Coral, they can read about them, so there's a lot of information just about the owls. But people coming into town, one of the first things they see is all these wooden crosses all over the city, and they're wondering whether we have a lot of pet cemeteries or bad drivers. So they're wondering what all these crosses are around town, you know. So I want to clarify that for the new people coming in. And for the people that are living here and have owls on their front lawn or want to put them on their front lawn, and also people that want to build and to let them know how they go about it, that it is possible to build a home on a property with a burrowing owl, because a lot of people don't realize they can do that and they get upset. So it's a multifaceted book for many different kind of people that are interested in these owls for various reasons.
Yeah. Well, I think it's wonderful. Beverly Ullering Saltonstall, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for inviting me. This was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The name of the book is Hidden Treasures and Secret Places, One Woman's Story of Inner Healing and Deliverance. Right now, Monty Bromley joins us here on Author's Corner on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Wait till you hear her story and wait till you hear what she's doing. Monty, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about why you wrote the book. What was it that inspired you to write this book?
Well, I just feel like a lot of people were wanting to hear the stories. I have just these amazing stories of things that God has done, and people kept saying, I want to hear the story about this, and you need to write a book about that. And so I finally did. It took me forever, but I finally did.
The key thing is, though, you got it out, and you have witnessed some incredible things. I mean, it's almost like in our conversation off the air, you told me it's like you were brought to the gates of hell with some of the things that you've seen. Tell us a story, for example, about being in Mexico and what you saw at a rehab, so-called rehab facility.
Well, we happened to go into Mexico when the cartel was really at its height. Machine guns on the corners, and there was just a whole lot going on. And we were able to go in there because my friends had family that they had, you know, connected to through the years, and so we felt safe, you know. But they took us into these villages where people had really been extremely traumatized. And that's one of the things that God has taught me how to deal with is PTSD and other kinds of trauma, wherever. So anyway, we went, and I ministered to several people who had been abused and terrorized by trauma. And they told me about this facility where this man was helping people. And so I thought, okay, if they want help, I'll go in there. Come to find out, he didn't really want help. He had his own little game going, and he had people like chained together. They were like chained together at the ankle and the wrist, and they walked in twos, and they looked like zombies, and it was pretty horrific. And we told him, well, we just came to pray with these people if you want help. And he said, you know, who do you think you are? I was like, I don't think I'm anybody. I just came to help if you want help. And he said, well, what do you do? And I said, well, I pray for people, and God sets them free. And he said, well, how many people do you pray for? And I said, one at a time, usually. And he said, well, anybody can do that. Let's see what you can do with 30 or 40. And so he marched all these people in and set them in front of me, and they were like super demonized, all of them, and scared and broken and muttering and mumbling. And anyway, so I prayed, and God showed up, and I opened my eyes, and they were all sitting there looking at me in their right mind. And it was like probably the most powerful thing I'd ever seen. All these people that were totally demonized were set free in just a moment. He said, well, I'm going to give you one. Let's see what you can do with this one. And so I took this woman into they put me actually in a little storage closet, and I sat on a box of paper towels and prayed with her. And I thought maybe she was born, you know, not all there. And so I said, like, did you ever go to school? Have you ever gone to school? Because this is like deep Mexico. I didn't know. And she said, yeah, I have a master's degree. And I was like, what? And her story was that she'd been watching TV, and she watched her neighbor shot on the news. And it scared her so much that she lost her mind. And she said, I came here, and I just keep getting worse, and I can't get help, and I'm so afraid that they're going to kill me too. And so I prayed with her, and God put her back together, and she walked out free. And it really made this guy mad. He was like, and then I found out later that she had been through his course like 3 times, and she was just getting worse and worse and worse.
Wow.
But there were lots of people there. One woman I prayed with in one of the villages had been held at gunpoint, like a machine gun to her head. They threw her on the floor and held this machine gun against her head for like 45 minutes while they screamed at everybody else in the town and said, this is what's going to happen to you if you don't do what we say. And she was like catatonic. She couldn't speak. She couldn't talk. She couldn't focus. And it had just happened that morning, so they took me to her, and with a translator, I prayed with her and asked her, you know, what happened, and we asked God to heal those memories, and she was back together in like 10 minutes. She got up and started making tacos for us. I felt like I was in the Bible Jesus prayed for Peter's mother-in-law, and then she got up and made dinner. You know, it was wonderful to see, you know, just the power of God working in the midst of all that violence and terror. And that's the main thing I think that traumatizes people is fear. And God says perfect love casts out fear. So if you just go in with the love of God, you can watch fear just tuck its tail and run. And so, like, those are the kind of things that happened in Mexico, I guess. It was some powerful stuff. I mean, every day, all day long when I'm there. Pretty amazing.
Wow. Wow, and you have so many stories in the book, you know, again, hidden treasures and secret places for you. With this ministry that you've started and this gift that you have, it has to be rewarding for you to see when people go from broken to alive again, is it?
It's super exciting. You know, a lot of my friends say, I don't know how you listen to so much stuff all the time. And I'm like, I don't listen to so much stuff. I watch God turn it around. I see people, there's a couple we worked with about a year, maybe a year and a half ago. They came, and right before they came, she had hit him over the back of the head with a chair and was done. And, like, they have the best marriage in the world now. It's just amazing to watch God. If you get in there and heal those memories through the power of the Holy Spirit, then they're not there anymore. And people can have what they really want, not what their brain tells them they have to do.
So the name of the book again is Hidden Treasures and Secret Places, One Woman's Story of Inner Healing and Deliverance. When people read your book, Monty, what do you hope that they take away, which they can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever books are sold? What do you hope they take away from reading the book?
I want people to know that this power is available to all of us. It's not a special gift that I have. And I tried to write that in the book. Like, these are simple principles of God if you will apply them in your life. In fact, the last chapter is a chapter of other people using the same tools and seeing the same kinds of things. God intended for all of us to move in his power. He told us that greater works, we would see even greater works than what he did. And I'm not seeing that a whole lot. And people need to understand it's available. The authority over the enemy is available to the church. And so I tried to spell it out as fun and as easy as I could, so that we can walk, because we're living in dark times right now. And the Bible says that in the last days that a gross darkness will cover the people and darkness will cover the earth, but that his light and his glory is going to shine. And I believe it's time. I believe it's time for it to shine through all of us, not just one or two people here and there. And he's going to cover the earth with his glory. And that means we are going to be reflecting the power of God and touching lives.
Wow. Perfect place to end this conversation. Pick up the book, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places. Monty, keep doing what you're doing, helping so many people that feel lost. And thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it so much.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.